All right, we've got a conversation going on that we feel like you guys should be privy to. Privy? Get it?
Stop it.
We're
Stop it. Do I need to recap the conversation at
this
point?
Yes, recap the conversation.
So, we went to get some food, and right before we left, Megan dropped a meme one in my toilet. And as we sat down to start recording this next episode, I asked her, just because, like, in my mind, like, is there's nothing weird about it, it's just poop, right? And she turned, like, beet red. She was basically a crab. And, I mean, I get it, because I know some people are, like, self-conscious about poops or whatever, but then we started talking about, now you got me going. We started talking about, like, the fact that I break toilets when I poop, and for those of you who don't know or haven't seen me in person, I'm kind of a big guy,
mm-hmm.
which is why you could probably understand why I have that problem, because like me, my shits are also massive, like literally massive, like the size of Megan's arm massive. And she told me, like, yo, my toilet's got like super sucking capability, and I was like, that's not the problem here, it won't suck it if it can't get down the hole. And now you're caught up. We've been talking about shits right after eating. This is
everybody
wonderful.
Poops.
Everybody poops.
The end.
Everybody poops. And you know what? This reminds me of, do you remember Theo?
Yeah.
He used to tell me, and I don't know if this is real or not, he used to tell me that he didn't think girls pooped.
What?
Yeah, like apparently that wasn't a thing. Girls don't poop, I guess.
What did he think we did?
I don't know. I don't know. And to be honest, like, to in some kind of weird way, I kind of saw his point of view, because if he would have no reason to believe that girls poop if he's never actually, I mean, not you need to see it happen exactly, but like, if there's never been concrete proof of a woman pooping around him, why would he believe that that's the thing that women do?
Because our biological functions are not so different. Like,
but are they though?
No.
I'm just saying, man. I think I get it. I think I get it. In a really weird, obviously incorrect way. I think I get it.
I mean, good for you.
Because, like, I mean, I feel like most women are much weirder about the fact that they pooped than you are.
I'm not weird about the fact that I poop. I'm weird about, like, people smelling it. So, like, I have, like, I don't have poopery at my house. I have something called Booty Fresh.
Booty Fresh?
Which is the same
That's
thing.
That's wonderful.
It's the same thing as poopery. It's just cheaper. And like every time
Fresh.
I have to go to the bathroom.
I can't get over that.
I'm like dousing my toilet in Booty Fresh. I'm like, no one's going to smell that I've pooped today.
That's a wonderful name. Booty Fresh.
Booty Fresh. And it's even got like a little butt on the bottle.
Oh, that's even better.
Yep.
That's even better. We didn't even have an intro.
This was our intro.
Oh, this was our intro?
This was our intro. I was just talking about poop. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Subject Tonight. I want to apologize. We didn't mention this on the last podcast, but both me and Megan are slightly under the weather. And so I apologize if there are sniffles, coughing, all that other good stuff.
Yeah.
We're taking the necessary steps to make ourselves better. But at the time of this recording, we are definitely a little under the weather.
For sure.
And I apologize for the slight dip in audio quality that is associated. But either way, welcome to
Hello.
Another episode. We got some more fun stuff planned for you. But first, you know how we always start this shit. I don't have a jingle for it yet. It's got to have like a bunch of boop noises.
I feel like it's going to end up sounding like the Mr. Krabs jingle from SpongeBob, where he's like, could you play that song that goes be-doop, boop, boop, boop? And the guy's like, do you mean be-doop, bee, bee, bop? And he's like, yes, that one. And it's like, boop, 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 doo, 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 doo. It's the one where SpongeBob thinks the robots are taking over.
Yeah. I remember that episode. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll use that as a basis.
Ooh.
We'll see.
We're getting fancy here.
But no, so it's weird news time, and I went first last time, so it's your turn.
Oh, okay. So, two-headed cat twice as lucky to be adopted by a vet.
Two
heads.
Two-headed cat?
Yeah, it has two heads. And
wait,
nine
so
lives.
If the three-headed dog is Cerberus, what is the two-headed cat's name?
Duo.
That's...
His name is Duo.
That's... Okay.
So, cats are supposed to have nine lives, not two faces. But that's the situation facing Duo, a San Diego cat born with one head, two mouths, two noses, and four eyes. He's born 3 months ago, but unfortunately was rejected by her mother. Mm. I guess it's a she, sorry. But the mother's cat's owner was friends with the veterinarian, Ralph Tran, who agreed to adopt this special needs cat and give her the necessary love and medical care. So she's getting lots of good care. She's being fed by, originally was being fed by a tube and syringe, but she's since learned to eat on her own. But both of her mouths eat separately. And so most of the food ends up, like they fight each other to eat. And so most of the food ends up in the middle eye and her forehead. So now she's bald in the middle of her forehead because that's where all the food rubs up against her.
That's interesting.
So it looks like Duo has some other issues as well, including respiratory infection, possible seizures, and issues with walking. She will probably need surgery to remove her middle eyes as well since it keeps getting hit by food. She may have her disabilities, and she may have her challenges, but she loves life, she loves to play, and she takes whatever is thrown at her and makes the best of it, Tran told Inside Edition.
So, like, animals are much more vicious than people. Like, mm-hmm. we've evolved past that necessity. But, like, I don't want to call it, like, fugly, because I didn't see a picture of it. I'm assuming it's cute. To some degree. Because I feel like kittens are, for the most part, pretty cute. Right?
Yeah.
That was the question.
Yeah. No, the kitten is really cute.
Okay. Can I see it?
Yeah. Hold on. There's a video.
Oh, it's a video.
Oh, there's an ad. I don't care for you, Toyota ad. And why do you have to be 15 seconds long?
Because it needs to take up just enough time. Just enough. To annoy you.
It does annoy me.
Oh, sure enough, yeah. That is, yes.
It's super cute.
That is a two-headed...
I guess that both of her mouths meow separately, too. Isn't it cute?
Hmm.
You're looking at it in a I'm not sure that's cute way.
Well, because, like, that's just... I think that things born that way are unfortunate. Because, I mean, with the act of existing in that way, there are usually lots of other bodily complications that come with it. And... For the most part, I'm pretty sure that's why kittens like that get abandoned by their mothers or whatever. Because, like, they can't care for that shit. Like, if I'm a cat, I can't, like, fucking special needs this shit. No, if you can't survive, then you can't hang. Sorry. And I think that many people feel that way, but many more people don't. Which is why so many special needs people exist. Only because many of those things are not controllable. And a lot of it's hereditary and a couple of other things. So, like, I didn't mean for this to, like, go into the whole, like, special needs argument. But
no, you're fine.
I just think it's interesting that the specific fact that the cat was abandoned by its mother. That part.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means both to, I guess, cat society... And how that reflects on our society is something that I think is interesting and probably worth discussing in a different manner.
For sure.
That was my long-winded thought about that thing. We don't have to go into that any further than it's a random thought.
I mean, you're right, though. You're not wrong at all.
But I feel like that mentality of, like, oh, you're wrong. We just need to move on now and have a different child, like, still exists in many people today, but like medical science and medical engineering says, no, we can save all the people. So we try to save all the people. And I'm glad, because if they did think that about everyone, I wouldn't be here.
That's for sure.
I was born 2 months premature, and I look like a little potato. I did. Like, I had, like, weird features, and, like, there's a weird, like, growth thing that they thought was, like, another arm, and, like, it was gross. Like, I was a gross little baby. And, like, before... Sorry. Before I could even, like, exist in contact with my mother, they had to, like, incubate me for, like, another couple weeks.
Aww.
But, yeah, man. I'm a little accident baby that could.
You're like an accident. That's such a mean way of saying it.
The accident baby?
The accident baby that could.
What I was. I was an accident baby.
Were you really?
Yeah.
So you and Juan were both accident babies?
No, Juan wasn't. Juan was absolutely planned. I was not.
Gotcha.
Not at all. No, one random night of passion, and I showed up 9 months later. Gotcha. Or, sorry, 7 months later.
Yeah, I was going to say, since you were early.
But, yeah. Oh, I guess it's my turn.
Yes.
So, that word news. I guess I'm part of that, too, huh?
Yeah.
You know me, I like titles. University accepts peanut butter and jelly as payment for parking tickets.
I just never paid my parking tickets.
Also true. I didn't either. They had no consequences whatsoever. Anyone with an unpaid parking fine at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus has the option to reduce or cover the cost of their tickets with a peanut butter and jelly. What a lip-smacking offer, this article says. This thing that I already just read, you can reduce or cover the cost of your ticket with a peanut butter and jelly. The university would take donations for the annual payment tradition until November 8th to help combat student hunger. The official said that the food goes to students in need. So, each person could use a PB&J payment for two citations issued within the past 45 days. Two 16-ounce jars offer a $10 credit, and three jars offer a $35 credit, whereas five jars offer a $60 credit. So not only just can you give them sandwiches, like give them two sandwiches, you can also give them jars of peanut butter or jelly as credit toward...
So you don't even have to make the sandwiches.
No, you can just literally give them jars. Just give them jars. If your parking ticket is $20, you can just give them two jars. Two 16-ounce jars of either peanut butter or jelly. And boom.
Or you could be like me and just not pay your parking ticket.
Also true.
There's no negative side effects to not paying your parking ticket. There is no other citations that they could give you.
Also, this is interesting. Unopened, commercially produced nut butter, almond, cashew, peanut butter, or any flavor jam, jelly, or margarine would also be accepted.
Okay.
It's pretty dope. And then I got another thing for peanut butter and jelly upgrades. Don't know what that is, but I don't care. Because it's a sandwich for a reason. You don't need to change the fucking sandwich, people. But never mind. You don't need to get into that right now. So
that's a whole other subject.
It's a whole other subject for a whole different day. So, speaking of it, that was loud. It was a lot louder than I thought it was going to be.
You just slammed it down.
I did. Okay. So, we have what I believe to be a very interesting subject. We've not done anything nerdy for a minute, so I'm a little excited. You know me, I like nerdy stuff.
Yes.
So, let's discuss our actual subject tonight.
Of?
Mundane superpowers.
Woo woo!
So, I wanted this to happen in a couple specific ways, but I didn't have a whole lot of time to figure out how I wanted that to happen. So, effectively what I want to do, I want us both to come up with a mundane superpower, and then we're basically going to make like a little mundane superpower bracket, and then we're going to see which one is the best.
Ooh, okay, I like where this is going.
So, maybe I need some pen and paper. I didn't think about this, so give me just a second, I'm going to grab you some pen and some paper. I have that stuff around, I just need to go get it. I shall return momentarily.
Okay.
My idea is that this is like an 8-person or an 8-entry bracket. And we're going to divvy them randomly. But first, we need 8 powers. We'll probably make 4 each, okay. I would say. And I think we should start with the mundane superpower we would want to have. That's 1. And then a mundane superpower we would not want to have.
Okay.
And then from there, we just come up with 4 others.
So a mundane superpower that I would like to have, which I've already discussed with you previously,
yeah,
is the ability to snap and have chicken nuggets. So instant chicken nugget superpower. Because I love chicken nuggets.
Right, that is instant nugget superpower.
Instant nugget.
So explain to me how that works. How does instant nugget happen?
As in, I snap... And then before me appears chicken nuggets, preferably now, already on a plate.
Now, when you say chicken nuggets, like, are these like actual chicken nuggets, like the same chicken nuggets you get at, like, a restaurant, or are these like chicken nuggets you get at, like, the store?
Like good chicken nuggets. Like
what are good chicken nuggets, Megan?
Like chicken nuggets that you make in the oven and not the microwave.
Okay.
So like crispy, crunchy, but still juicy. I won't say moist because I hate that word, even though I just said it. But they're just like gourmet chicken nuggets.
Gourmet chicken nuggets.
Yes.
The ability to summon gourmet chicken nuggets at will.
Yes.
Now, you do this by snapping, right?
By snapping.
So you have to snap, yes, in order to summon the chicken nuggets.
Yeah, so if you can't snap, then this is not the power for you.
Okay, okay. So that's your first one.
What's one that you want to have?
A Monday superpower I would like to have would be to refill my drink. I would want to, like, tap the edge of my drink and then fill it back up with whatever was in it.
But what if you want something else?
I don't. It's that simple. I don't.
Okay. You do you, man.
So, like, if I got, like, a cup of sweet tea... And I feel like my sweet tea is getting low. I just tap the edge of my drink.
And hope that you still want sweet tea.
No, I do. I do.
Okay, so like right now you're drinking CRMS, but then what happens if you're like, man, I really want some juice right now. Now you got to get up and fill your cup with juice before you can refill it.
Yeah. These are mundane superpowers, right? Like they're not supposed to be.
That's true. They're not supposed to be very helpful.
Great superpowers. They're the mundane. I just want more sweet tea, man. It's almost like an invisible waiter has just refilled my drink. I just tap my glass. I'm like, oh, sure, sir. Have some more sweet tea. That is what you ordered today.
Okay.
We'll call it drink refill.
A mundane superpower I wouldn't want to have?
I'm going to get super weird with mine.
Can you go first so I know what you're thinking?
I mean, okay. A mundane, because like when I think of a superpower, I think of something that a person would not normally be able to do,
mm-hmm,
right? And like because they're mundane, they're things that, like, in my mind at the very least, aren't always helpful,
mm-hmm,
right? So a mundane superpower I would hate having would be like excessive sweat.
Yeah, that would be pretty terrible.
Right? Like, no matter what I do, like, if I do any physical activity, I'm just, like, instantly sweating. All the time.
Okay.
Like, dripping sweat.
But what would that... Why would that be a superpower? What is it about your sweat that makes you super?
Well, nothing. It's just sweat.
You're just sweaty, man?
Yeah. I'm just sweating, man. I mean, nothing about summoning chicken nuggets makes you super.
Yeah, it does. I can feed all my friends chicken nuggets.
What if they don't like chicken nuggets?
Too bad. That's what you're getting. What if you don't want sweet tea? That's all you're drinking.
You know what? You know what? Maybe summoning chicken nuggets isn't a mundane power. Since, you know, you can feed the hungry.
I could. I could go downtown.
You can literally end world hunger.
I could.
By snapping your fingers. So I just gotta break your thumb.
No, don't do that. Technically, you don't have to break my thumb because the sound of snapping doesn't come from your thumb. It comes from your finger hitting your inside of your hand.
Yeah, but like, You can't do that normally. You need the friction of your finger on your thumb first in order to actually create that snapping sound.
So don't
you
do need that, your thumb. Though. Why would you break my thumb?
So that way you can't fucking
solve world hunger? What kind of an asshole are you, Josh?
The person. I'm the supervillain, Megan. I'm the mundane supervillain.
Okay,
I'm gonna name it Sweaty Man.
Sweaty Man. A superpower I would not want to have. Probably, like, really excessively stinky farts. Like, every time that you fart, it just smells.
Excessively stinky farts?
It clears a room.
Stinky farts?
You can either call it that or Pumbaa farts. I don't care.
Pumbaa. It clears out the savannah. Stinky farts.
Okay, what's our next category?
So, I'm trying to think of something that'd be fun. Probably a superpower you wouldn't want, but would be fun to see on somebody else.
Could I benefit from the superpower?
Probably, if you want.
Really good in bed, man. That's really mundane.
Their superpower is just being good at bed.
Yeah.
Like a thing that literally anybody can do.
Really good, though. We're talking mundane superpowers here, Josh. Yours is Sweaty Man.
I like the way you said that. Like, really good, though. Better than anybody could make themselves. Literally the perfect bedmate.
Yeah.
Perfect bedmate. That's what it's getting named now. What's the name of this episode?
Perfect bedmate.
Perfect bedmate. See, I have to say bedmate because not everybody wants to mate a dude.
That's true.
But I feel like this power, or I think it would be more interesting if that power was transferred to the person that you then bedded.
Ooh, so then I would become perfectly bedmate, and then the next person would become perfectly bedmate.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah, in parentheses, transferable, please.
Perfect bedmate. Transferable. Okay. So mine would be the ability to create lemons.
What?
I want to give somebody the ability to create lemons.
Okay, pause. I gotta ask you like a tangent question. Have you seen the porn?
You can't even get it out.
I can't. There's a porn where these people are talking about their lemon tree and how much they love their lemon tree. And then this lady in a leotard comes up and starts stealing their lemons, and they call her a lemon stealing whore. That's the name of the porn.
Lemon stealing whore.
And they're like, oh, that whore is stealing our lemons.
No, I have not seen the lemon stealing whore.
I'll show you the intro to that later. Don't let me forget.
I have not seen the intro to the lemon stealing whore.
Oh my god, you have to. There's a YouTube video of just like bad porn intros that I've watched before, and there's some doozies.
Yes, there are.
Oh.
Yes, there are. Because at that point, you might as well just like start having sex, because
that's
everything before
one.
It is effectively irrelevant.
That is my favorite one.
Lemon stealing whore. I mean, I'm not going to write that in there, but like.
I feel like that's what you should name your power, though.
Lemon stealing whore. But, like, the reason why I find that as a mundane superpower is because, like, what do you actually do with lemons? Right? Because you need a whole lot more than just lemons to make lemonade.
Yeah.
So, like, the idea is, I came up with this idea a while ago when I was talking with, some people about, like, what a cool, stupid superpower would be. the way I made this cool is that this person who can do this, their name is Life.
When life gives you lemons? I hate you so much right now.
And so Life just goes around giving people lemons. We're having a bad day. Like, oh, dude, you just got fired? Have a lemon.
Oh my god.
I wouldn't want to be Life, no, but I would love to meet Life.
I would take a lemon from Life.
Oh my god, that would be great. Okay. And I don't want to put any actual superpowers in here, so this last one still needs to be a mundane superpower. Well, how about this? You talked about, well, never mind, you may have already answered this one. I was thinking, what would be like a mundane superpower you'd want your significant other to have? But you already get really good in.
Yeah, but I could come up with another one. I want my significant other to have. Probably to always know where we're going to eat.
Instant food radar?
Yes.
Or food radar is what I'm going to call that. Food radar.
Because I'm so tired of the argument. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? I never know where I want to eat. That's the answer. I ordered Grubhub here today at Josh's, and it took me like 20 minutes just to go through the list of Grubhub. And
did it really?
Yeah, and then I just got Steak and Shake, which is what I wanted to do before I came here anyway. I don't know why I took that long to decide I still wanted Steak and Shake. Because I pulled into that little Steak and Shake that's by your house that's closed, and I was like, well, fuck, I can't go here, and then...
So I'm gonna go ahead and steal the one that my actual significant other gave me right before we started recording, which is auto laundry.
Yes.
So we asked her to think of a mundane superpower, and she said she would love to have laundry that does itself. So I guess your superpower is that you, I don't know exactly how it would activate, but like whenever there is dirty laundry, it just
does itself.
Washes, cleans, folds, and puts itself away.
You probably have to look at the laundry. Like, you have to see it. And then when looking at it, it just washes, cleans, and folds itself.
And then you have to go down to like initiate the process.
Yeah.
And then from there, it does it on its own.
Yes.
Okay. Auto laundry. Okay. Now, so the next part of this that I had pseudo planned out, like on the spot, is that I'm gonna jumble these numbers up, and then we're going to put them in a bracket.
Okay.
And we're going to, like, with each matchup, decide which one
we're
is the better
it out.
Until we get to one final one that is the winner.
Okay.
But first, I need you to pick a number between 1 and 8.
4.
Okay, one more.
7.
Okay, one more.
1.
You can't pick one.
I can't pick one?
You can't pick one.
2.
Actually, I'll just put the last ones together. I was going to have you pick another one, but most of the numbers have already been chosen at this point. Okay, so I am now going to commence the making of the bracket.
I'm just like creepily staring at you make this bracket.
So far is...
I'll just cut all the silence out.
If feel like I know which one of these is going to win, but...
I mean, I'm rooting for chicken nuggets, but... That was really loud. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Probably should have had a longer line for these. I actually think this is much more interesting than the original plan would have been. I'm glad I came up with this on the spot.
Dang. Coming up with things on the spot like that?
I try.
God, I'm dying.
So am I. It's okay.
I love winter so much, said no one ever.
There is not actual room for this whole bracket. I've done something awful. Okay, so our first matchup is Auto Laundry versus Stinky Farts.
Auto Laundry?
Yeah. Easy. I feel like that's not a real... I'm pretty sure all of the third options that we chose are just going to auto-lose.
The only time that Stinky Farts would be, like, useful is if you really want to be alone.
Well, yeah.
And like, if you really need some alone time, you could clear a room.
Just, like, clear the watering hole after every meal.
Yeah.
So everyone always stayed downwind.
And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind.
Not in front of the kids. But, yeah, Auto Laundry kind of has to win that matchup. Because yeah. It's really the only one that's useful.
Yeah.
In that case. So we can just go ahead and move on. Yeah, that's an easy discussion. I can't even play devil's advocate there because there's not really a devil's advocate to play. Okay, I think this one's a good one. So we've got the next one is Perfect Bedmate versus Drink Refill.
I'm sorry, you really think your drink refill is gonna beat Perfect Bedmate?
I have infinite drink, Megan.
I have infinite bedmate. And then I have the ability to then bed someone else and make them the perfect bedmate.
Yeah, but now,
we can make an entire world full of perfect bedmates.
Yeah, but like you don't get that back. That's just like a thing that just goes to people. So like what happens when your perfect bedmate doesn't then bed you? Then it's like someone, now if you had it and you gave it to your significant other and they just kept giving it back, like if y'all just kept giving it back to each other, that'd be wonderful. Sure. But like, what happens, I don't know, if your husband cheats on you, and then you, that perfect bedmate has now been given to somebody else, and you'll never have it again. It's transferable. Like, you don't get to keep it.
Okay, I would like to take away the transferable part now. I think that's shit now. I thought it was, like, infinitely transferable.
No, it wasn't just like you give it to somebody, and now they're the perfect bedmate. No, they take your ability to be the perfect bedmate.
Well, yeah, then...
Otherwise, it's not mundane.
Damn. Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. The drink refill... If it's transferable, it ruins it.
Well, yeah, but that's the point. Is that you have it, and unless somebody gives it back to you, you can never have it again.
Although it would be a really easy way to find out if your significant other was cheating on you.
That is actually a good point. Because they would literally just get bad in bed.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, who you been fucking? Who you been fucking?
Nobody. Bullshit. Okay, yeah. Drink refill. Makes me sad, but the transferable part ruins it.
So I know that you're basically never going to give away nuggets.
No, I will never give away nuggets.
Who
is it going against?
Sweaty Man.
Oh, yeah, sweaty man for sure. Chicken nuggies.
So we're not even gonna bother. Just like the last one, we're not even gonna bother trying to.
Yeah, no. Trying to
do that. But this next one, I like this one. Food Radar versus lemons.
Food Radar. I'm sorry, but lemons are just lemons.
But lemons.
You can't even do anything with them.
But lemons.
It's just a guy handing you a lemon.
Yeah.
Versus someone that always knows where they want to eat.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's not really a question.
It takes away all of the couple's arguments.
Okay.
All right, what's our next bracket?
All right, so our next matchup, this is where it starts to get interesting. We weeded out all the ones that are no longer relevant.
Yeah.
So we have auto laundry versus drink refill.
Auto laundry.
You see, I don't know. I don't really mind doing laundry.
Oh, I do. Do you know how many times I've had to wash the towels that are in the washer because I keep forgetting that they're in the washer?
Yeah, I believe that.
Three times. And I now have no clean towels. They're all in the washer.
I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
I hate
I have also laundry. Done that before.
Yeah, I hate doing laundry.
So maybe I just have a different perspective on this. As someone who doesn't necessarily mind doing laundry, that I feel like having infinite drink would be better. Because, I mean, I don't know if there's a lot to explain there. I just have infinite drink. I don't have to worry about. Like, think about this. Like, I'm at a bar, and I have, like, the perfect mixed drink, right? I don't have to worry about going to get another mixed drink. I can just be like, boom, I've got more mixed drink. Because keep in mind, this works anywhere, on anything.
Pay for one.
And then you have an infinite amount of anything.
Oh, God, that's making this one hard, because I do like my drinks.
But I can see, especially as someone who may not want to do laundry, I can see why auto laundry would be great. Both of these are actual superpowers. These are beneficial effects, mind you.
Damn, this one's hard. Just for money's sake, I would have to actually switch over to infinite drinks. Because, like, I spend a lot at BoJack's. And if I could not spend a lot at BoJack's...
Right? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. It's a wonderful superpower.
Okay. Infinite drinks. Sorry, auto laundry.
It's okay. We're gonna have a hard fight here. Because you're never going to give away nugs.
I'm not going to give away nugs.
So it's nugs versus Food Radar.
Oh, God. These were both mine, too.
Yes, they were.
God. I mean, for me, I always want chicken nuggets no matter what restaurant I'm at because I love chicken nuggets. So it doesn't matter what radar they tell me I'm going to, I'm still going to get chicken nuggets.
Yeah, but what happens when the place that you want to go to doesn't have chicken nuggets?
Then I snap and give myself chicken nuggets. I still have that ability. Are you eating? No. Just chicken nuggets.
That's actually a pretty sound argument.
No matter where, if they want to go out to eat, no, I'm not eating tonight, thank you. Chicken nuggets. I have chicken nuggets on my plate.
That's actually kind of good.
You want to stay at home, but you don't want to cook?
Chicken nuggets. You're kind of hungry because you haven't really eaten today, but like it's too early in the day to like actually eat a big amount of food.
Mm-hmm. Chicken nuggets. It's 3 in the morning during winter, and it's your turn to make a food run at work.
Chicken nuggets. Everybody gets chicken nuggets. Okay. You know what? Yeah. Nuggets wins that.
Yeah, it does.
I love that this came down to our preferred two superpowers. But I guess I should have expected that. So now we have...
Now the real fun begins.
Now we have drink refill versus instant nuggets.
Okay, you can start devil's advocating first.
Well, I don't know if there's really a devil's advocate to play here. I think it really just depends on what kind of thing you want. We have either infinite food or infinite drink.
Yeah.
But with the caveat that it's the same type of food and you're refilling the same type of drink.
Yeah.
So I think that they're kind of equal.
Yeah.
Honestly, in that regard. I wouldn't say that one is naturally better than the other, only because they basically do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Except this for one's is a more food. Filling.
Yeah. And, well, I don't know, depends on what you're drinking. But, and taking personal biases out of it, I feel as though a good drink is better than chicken nuggets, because I know that there are a lot of people who like chicken nuggets, but I feel like as many people, or I don't feel like there are as many people who are as fanatical about chicken nuggets as you are.
That's true. Not many people exist like
that. So, like, if I'm just, like, existing with these two things in a vacuum, I feel as if, like, the layperson would generally choose to just have more drink of whatever they were already drinking than just have chicken nuggets.
Let me ask you this question. Does it work on any glass, or does it just work on your glass? So, for example, could I walk up to my friend's drink and touch it, and they also get a drink refill?
In my mind, when I made the superpower, like, I love to make rules for stuff because I'm just that kind of person. So, in my mind, it was a drink that I had to be drinking. So, it doesn't just work on any glass. I have to have partaken of the drink.
But I could go up to my friend's drink, take a drink, and then touch it, yes, and it would refill for them?
Probably. I see no reason why that wouldn't lie within the rules that I made for myself whenever I made this.
Because that changes things.
Does it?
Yeah.
If I can give other people a drink too?
Mm-hmm.
I just have to take a small sip of it first?
Yeah.
You can have more of one of those.
Damn. I don't want to give up chicken nuggets.
I know you don't. I know you don't. And to be honest, you shouldn't have to.
But if I could have infinite, especially alcoholic beverages, which are expensive AF, and I could have infinite beverages, it sounds like a really good deal to me.
That's why I think it's the best Monday superpower.
But then after drinks, what do you want? Chicken nuggets.
Can we just, like, say they both win?
Yeah, they both win. Infinite drinks and chicken nuggets. And when we're together, we're a power duo. And just, you get everyone drunk, I get everyone chicken nuggets, everyone is happy.
That's a good point. So, I think we've reached an impasse.
Mm. We'll put up a poll on Twitter. We'll let the people decide.
We put up Twitter polls?
We used to. Back in the day.
Back when we pretended that we knew how to work social media.
Yeah, so this episode will come out like 2 weeks after we record it, and I'll put up a Twitter poll, and we'll let the people decide.
Which is better?
Infinite drinks. Or infinite nuggets.
Or no, it's, I named it Drink Refill and Instant Nuggets.
Okay.
I actually like the names I came up with all of these. And these were all like off the top of my head too. Auto Laundry, Stinky Farts, Perfect Bedmate, Transferable, Drink Refill, Sweaty Man. Actually, you came up with that one.
I came up with Sweaty Man.
Instant Nugs, Food Radar, and Lemons.
I still wanted you to name it Lemon Stealing Whore.
No. Why would I do that?
Because it's hilarious.
That whore stealing our lemons. But why, though? Of all the things you can steal, why would you steal their lemons?
She just wanted... And she wasn't even doing it in, like, a sexy way like you would expect a porn to. She was just shoving them down her leotard so that she was really lumpy.
What, did they catch her?
Yeah, they caught her stealing, and they were like, look, that whore's stealing our lemons.
No, I mean, like, did they, like, run after her and, like, catch her?
Yeah, and then... And proceeded then, to and have then a porn.
The porn happens? Mm-hmm. Okay. Proceeded to have a porn. How do you have a porn, Megan? How does that work? How do you have porn?
Don't worry.
You just have a porn. I need to know. Don't. The internet needs to know.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answers.
But
to.
I do want the answer, fucking.
You think you want the answer. You can't handle the truth.
You know what? Maybe I can't. Maybe I cannot. Oh, shit. How much time do we have? Is that it?
Yeah, that's about it.
Damn. Time flies around.
I know, right?
It's all that bracket making I did.
I know.
Used a lot of my creative juices there. Had to think on top of my head.
Well, guys, be on the lookout on Twitter for that poll. Let us know if you think that instant nuggets or
drink refill
would be the best mundane superpower to have.
I'm just saying, drink refill, dude.
You could throw your own mundane superpowers out at us, and I'll feel free to argue with you. Josh will argue with anything.
Can you? I will. I will. Fucking at me, internet. Don't think I forgot. Don't think I went soft. Motherfucker, I will fight you. But no, does Twitter allow you to like create like an option that people can just submit?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
So you do like 1, 2, and then 3 would be submit your own in the comments or whatever. Sweet. That's what you put. And then you click for that one, and then underneath it's where the comments are.
Well, cool. Yes. Either tell us that we're awesome or create your own mundane superpower that people can vote on.
And at Josh at it. Yes. So that way he comes at you.
Fucking at me. We can have a discussion and I will tell you that you're wrong.
And if you forget, I will at him because I want to see this happen.
Yes, please. At me. Because I need you to at me, otherwise I won't see it.
I'll send you messages. Josh, check Twitter. Josh, check Twitter.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, this
has been fun.
It's been exciting and fun. And I'm going to go do other adult things now.
But that's not fun.
Yeah, I know.
Does that include telling me how a porn happens?
No, you're not old enough to hear that yet.
Damn.
Even though you're older than I am.
Am I really?
Yeah, you were born in February and I was born in November.
Of the same year?
I think so. 1992? Yeah.
Fuck.
You're so much older than me. You're an old man.
Apparently.
Old man.
Fuck out of here, you kid.
I'm so young. It's the Hoven.
Oh, okay. We're done with that. So, I'm Josh.
I'm Megan.
And this has been The Subject Tonight. The fuck out of my house.
Bye.
So we're doing this, aren't we?
Oh, we're doing this.
I'm so glad that our lemon tree finally grew.
Me too.
And sprouted fruitful lemony lemons.
I know, me too. I mean, imagine, we can make lemonade, key lemon pie, lemon meringue pie.
Key lemon pie. I think it's the most valuable property that we have.
I do agree. I think we should go to the bank and get a loan. Actually, I think we should just get lemon tree insurance.
I think you're right.
And then get a loan and use the lemon tree as collateral, because it is now insured. I truly do love our lemon tree.
Just imagine. A life full of lemon trees.
I know. And all our beautiful lemons.
Endless possibilities.
Endless possibilities. They're so beautiful.
She's literally just taking the lemon.
If you were a lemon, I would put you on my shelf and cherish you like I cherish all our lemons.
That's so beautiful.
I try.
But I only hope that the whores aren't stealing our lemons. You know, those naughty whores always steal lemons.
We do have a couple lemon whores in this community.
Damn lemon-stealing whores.
Because no one will take our prized lemons from us.
Hey, has it been about 10 seconds since we looked at our lemon tree?
It has been about 10 seconds till we looked at our lemon tree.
Hey!
Hey, what the fuck?
It's a...
I just looked at it. Hey, what the fuck?
What? The fuck did I just watch? Has it been 10 seconds since we looked at our lemon tree? We can make key lemon pie.